This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Hey, how'd you sleep? I'm here to tell you that the average American in recent decades is getting about an hour and a half less sleep each night. We are suffering, and sleep researchers at Harvard say the workplace is also suffering to the tune of $63 billion a year. Ashley Milne-Tite reports.
Gail DeBoer is the president of a large federal credit union in Omaha. Her restless nights began when she got her first smartphone a few years ago. She'd look at email just before she went to bed.
And then I'd wake up at 2 or 3 in the morning thinking about work situations, and I'd start sending emails because it was on my mind.
After that, she never really got back to sleep. She began having regular headaches. Still, she told herself she was fine on about 5 hours a night. Russell Sanner is executive director of the Division of Sleep Medicine at Harvard Medical School. He hears that all the time.
So there's a cultural norm that says sleep is for losers in the United States.
Harvard is on a mission to change that. It wants companies to take sleep as seriously as they do obesity or smoking.
Sleep deprivation, it's shown in clinical settings, has the equal cognitive impairment as alcohol consumption. So nobody's particularly interested in having their employees show up intoxicated. But unless they're paying attention to sleep deprivation, that's what's in fact happening.
Some businesses are already tackling the issue. Casey Smith is head athletic trainer for NBA team the Dallas Mavericks. The players have just started wearing wristwatches that measure the duration and intensity of their sleep.
It's a sport, but it's also a business, and our business is to win games and to win matches. And anything that can make our athletes perform at a higher level, react quicker, recover better, that's something that we would obviously be interested in.
In Omaha, Gail DeBoer finally realized she wasn't performing at her best. Her headaches were getting worse, and she was mortified to discover some of her staff were exhausted too.
Even if I didn't say it, I think the impression was if I'm working, they should be working. So we really had to evaluate, I had to evaluate the message I was sending.
She ended up getting rid of smartphones for everyone except her senior team. She also trained herself not to check email before bed. She's sleeping 8 hours a night, and she hasn't had a headache for months. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.